Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Hello, this is President Trump. We're going to make America great again, aren't we? Who is this?
Mr. President, it's Big Fraud Zane. How are you?
Big Fraud Zane, oh my goodness. It is so wonderful to hear from one of my biggest fans. How are you, Eric?
I'm very well, sir, and I am a big fan of our conversations. I can't say that I'm a fan of your policies and your politics, frankly. But,
well, we know that maybe you were a little bit like Wishwash Mitch in that regard, you know?
Well, I don't think so. I don't think so at all. But I think one thing that we do agree on, Mr. President, is the vaccine. Now, you've said that you made the vaccine yourself, correct?
Well, of course, it's a beautiful vaccine. You know, we did so much for the United States. Got to look back at the vaccine and say nobody knew more about this stuff than Donald Trump. And I think you know, it's hard because so many people, they don't want the vaccine and they're saying the vaccine's no good. But I'm telling you that we did such a wonderful job when we made the vaccine, you know, and this whole thing is, COVID's gone away anyways, hasn't it?
No, not at all. It's still very prominent. It seems, I mean, I think that the vaccine has, if you look at the research, shows that many people's lives have been saved because of your vaccine. But it's still here, sir. You know that.
Well, of course. But the vaccine itself, you know, there's a lot of people that don't want to take it. And, you know, that's their constitutional right. You know, that they don't, if they don't want it, you know, that's fine. Well, they don't have to have it.
Well, what about DeSantis, though? He thinks that it's not effective. So that's got to be a problem.
Ron DeSantimonious, you mean? Ron DeSantimonious.
Yes. I've heard you refer to him as that. So you know,
the trouble with him is, if it weren't for me, he never would have been governor.
Oh, really? Yeah, you supported him.
Well, it was my endorsement, you know, in the gubernatorial election back, I think it was 2018. We, you know, the thing is, he's in charge of the Sunshine State. And so people, of course, you know, they'll support him because of that. It's so easy down here in Florida. We got to get you down, by the way, to beautiful Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, absolutely. I would love to do that, sir. And I appreciate the invite. There's no doubt. Is there any truth to the idea that you were actually in the lab with test tubes making the vaccine yourself?
Yes, of course. We talked about this. I thought we talked about this on your last call. They were so impressed with how much I knew about this stuff. You know, these rich scientists, these doctors, they would sit there and they would scratch their heads, Big Fraud Zane. They would sit there and go, how does this guy know? So the thing is, right, we made just the most beautiful vaccine and we got it out so quickly. You know, they're starting to look at cancer with the technology of the COVID vaccine. Did you know this?
No, sir, I didn't. So that means you would then cure cancer.
It's possible. You know, I'm starting to think we could extend this to all forms of disease treatment. You know, I think the vaccine could also possibly look at the cancers, you know, your brain tumors and your,
right,
your, all those sorts of things. I think we could look at it.
No, that's really shocking that you are such a wise mind in science, considering you encourage people to put bleach into their bodies and scrub away the illness, if you remember that.
Of course, you know, there was many things we wanted to try. And, you know, some of those things they did to me over at Walter Reed. You got to remember, I was flown by my wonderful helicopter over there, and they did all kinds of things to make me. That was before the vaccine.
Okay. Your relationship with Dr. Fauci, that was always a little bit, we didn't know what to think for a period of time there. And you seemed to basically tell Fauci to take a back seat. Correct?
Well, Tony's not so bright. You know, he's been around for a long time. I think he worked with Reagan. And, you know, Reagan was, that was a long time ago. You
right,
know, I was
yeah.
good friends with Ron. But, you know, the thing is, Tony, I think he's gone now. I think he's gone. He's old, washed up news. You know, he thought he knew a lot about these things, but at the end of the day, he didn't know that much.
Yeah, he
was the one. I'll tell you what. You want to know a secret? I hate to do this on the Big Fraud Show, but he might have been the guy that told me about the bleach. I've been covering this whole time.
Well, that is breaking news that Fauci then here on the Big Fraud Zane Show would have been the one to lead you to that direction. It's remarkable that you didn't throw him under the bus and say, "I heard it from Fauci."
Well, you know, at the time, we thought Fauci had a lot of political, you know, life left in him. But it was so obvious after the fact that, you know, he was just sort of a bumbling idiot. You know, he screwed up the whole AIDS thing.
He screwed up what do you mean he screwed up the AIDS thing?
Well, you got to look back. You got to look back into those Reagan years. And he was withholding things with the AIDS virus.
Oh, so way back
in the 80s. They knew all about it. I think he might have created it. I don't know.
He might have, because we've heard about him doing that sort of thing. There's been rumors for a long time. So maybe he gave it to Forrest Gump's girlfriend.
Right. You know, Tom Hanks, by the way, not such a good guy. I don't much care for Tom Hanks. I think, you know, the thing about Tom Hanks is not so good. You know, I think he had COVID too.
Yes, he did. In one of the early cases, him and his wife. So can we now refer to, Maureen wants to know if we can refer to Tony Fauci as Big Fraud Fauci.
No, that name is specifically reserved for my most favorite host of the wonderful Big Fraud Zane Show. I don't think, you got to talk about Ron DeSanctimonious again here for a minute. You know, the thing is, he's just an average governor. He's playing games. He's not that great.
Not that great.
I don't think he's going to run.
Okay. Well, yeah, it might be you and Pence then, and I think you'd win that, you know?
Well, come on. The obvious Pence, I mean, he couldn't even handle a little bit of a Capitol riot. He ran out of there so fast. Yeah. You know, the thing is with DeSantis, DeSanctimonious, you know, the thing is, they got these polls, and if you remember these polls, they had Biden winning the election in 2020, and you and I both know that he lost so miserably, that Biden. And these polls, the polls are so fake news.
Okay, now if you did win the presidency in 2024, would you then announce that you'd won in 2020 so that, you know... You know what I mean?
Well, they're going to give, right. The thing is, Big Fraud, if they can get me back in there, reinstate me, maybe we throw out some of those articles of the Constitution or something.
Right.
Listen, I'll get in there and I'll make sure that I get credited the 4 years that I actually should have served.
Yeah, but then if you won again in 2024, And then that would mean you would have two terms under your belt if you made yourself president in 2020. Would you have to resign, or would you just throw away the Constitution or whatever the laws were and just,
you know, the thing is, we got wonderful Supreme Court judges. We've installed wonderful judges. We can have all kinds of, you know, there was a time, you know, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, I used to be a Democrat.
Yes.
I know all about him. He served four terms. Did you know that?
Yeah, I know it. Yeah, he sure. He was a president for a long time. So we can go back to that. Why not, right?
Why not? You know, if you think about it, too, everyone loves Teddy Roosevelt. What did he do? He had to do what I'm doing now. He right. had to run against the president, you right. know, for another term.
Well, yeah, you know, he did kind of get the nation out of the Great Depression through some terrific government programs, but, you know, I mean, that probably had
we're
a lot to do.
We're talking Teddy, not Franklin.
Oh, we're talking Teddy. I thought you were talking Franklin. I'm sorry.
So he had to run for president. I think his guy, his vice president, wasn't so good. And so he had to come out of retirement and run again, which isn't all that different. You know, by the way, I know you're running that big fraud giveaway or whatever, the food giveaway up
yeah,
there.
Yeah, right.
I did something like that just after the 2020 election. You know how many of these people gave me millions and millions and millions of dollars? And right after the 2020 right. election, and we're just wonderful what I was able to do with all
right.
that money.
Well, yeah, I'm sure you gave it away to charity or something? Or Wayne, what actually happened with all that money? That's a lot of money that they gave you.
Well, let's be honest, Big Fraud Zane. We know what you're doing with the big food giveaway, and that's very, very good of you, I think. I think it's great that you're able to pay yourself.
No, I'm not pocketing the money, Mr. President. You got me wrong. You know, I'm not going to let you get away with saying that I...
All right, Big Fraud Zane, we got you. Yes.
All right,
you're on the show. I got you. We can talk about that up
here. All right, Mr. President, I always I appreciate your time, and thank you.
You know what? I want you to come down here to Mar-a-Lago. I was just headed over to play some golf. I think that's, you know, I'm trying to lay low
right
now.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I understand. I mean, you're still reeling after you had those white supremacists over and those Jew haters over. I mean, I get it.
Well, you know, I didn't know. I thought I was quite clear with you that I thought that was Daisy Fuente.
Yeah.
I was so into her. I wondered what she looked like.
All right. Well, you're getting people are urging you to come to the Great Food Giveaway or the Great Fraud Giveaway. Maybe we'll see you there. Okay.
I highly doubt it. I highly doubt it. Unless you're giving me money.
All right, Mr. President. Thank you again.
Well, Big Fraud Zane, I hope you have a wonderful day. And tell your wife, what do you call her? Queen of the Jungle. When I said hi.
Right. Yes. I will tell the Queen of the Jungle that she said hi. Or that,
all right,
that
I
you
hope
said
to see
hi.
The two of you down at my wonderful Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, hopefully too. Thank you, sir. All right. Can't even get him off the phone. He just won't stop talking. He's fantastic.